3:39 here on WGN. So I saw this in the Wall Street Journal and I wondered, is this something everyone can do or just billionaires can do? And I think the answer is a lot of people can do it, but we're going to find out. It's a little known backdoor trick for boosting your retirement contributions. And this particular article goes on to explain how billionaire Peter Thiel has $5 billion in a tax-free individual retirement account, growing tax-free. And as long as he waits until after 59 and a half to not take any withdrawals, that money can be shielded from tax forever. Most people, all of us are not really, most of us are not really in the situation of Peter Thiel, but apparently there are ways we can take advantage of the same techniques that he used. A lot of us can. Demetra Anderson is an attorney and CPA at the Anderson Law Offices and is joining us this afternoon. Hey, Demetra.
Hi, Anna. How are you?
I'm good. So I reached out to you and I said, hey, is this something more of us can do or more of us should be doing? What do you think?
Well, the answer is yes, if, right? So right off the bat, we're talking about saving money. So, you know, we all earn money. We earn money. We set aside what we need for our spending. And then, you know, step one is let's set aside some money in a regular 401k if we can participate in something like that through our employer. You know, you can set the first $19,500 into a 401k the traditional way. If you don't qualify for, if you don't have a 401k at work, you can do a traditional IRA or a Roth IRA. These are all like the traditional strategies that most of us are familiar with. If we're doing these things and then we find ourselves with the ability to save more money and we want to set that aside for retirement, we can use this backdoor method if our employer allows certain things to come into play. So what you're referring to in the article is the mega backdoor IRA.
Yes.
A backdoor IRA, that's not a special kind of account. Backdoor is just a strategy for putting money into an account and then flipping it. I don't know why they called it a backdoor. It sounds like you're doing something sneaky, right?
Yeah, it does. It's like, wait a minute, is this a trick that nobody knows except billionaires? It doesn't sound like that.
No. So what it relies upon is a strategy that the IRS allows in a 401k. It allows you to put additional after-tax money into that account. So first of all, you have to work for a company whose 401k plan permits after-tax contributions, and not all companies do. Many companies don't. Then you've got to say, well, okay, do I have the ability to set aside this money? And if you do, you can put up to an additional $38,500 of after-tax contributions. So you've got to earn that money, put in the first $19,500 into the 401k. That goes in pre-tax. Then you can put another $38,500 after-tax contributions. That's like additional withholding from your paycheck, or maybe it's coming out of your bonus for the year and it's money that you weren't, you know, it's not part of your regular household budget or whatever. That money, that after-tax money in the 401k, when it grows in that account, the earnings are taxable. So even though it went in pre-tax, the earnings are post-tax. So the last part of the strategy is, as soon as possible, before it grows and the earnings are relatively small on that amount, the 401k plan in some cases will allow you to roll out those after-tax funds into a Roth IRA or a Roth 401k. And then once it's in there, you have the gold standard, because the benefits of Roth accounts are they grow tax-free. There's no required minimum distributions during your lifetime. And then qualified distributions that come out are also income tax free.
Hmm. So you want to get it in there, but it seems like it's something you might want.
There's a whole bunch of hoops to drop to jump through. It's not like everyone can just drop, $58,000 a year in retirement.
That's right. I get it.
So, you don't necessarily have to be billionaire level. I would definitely say this is something that high earners should consider, seeing if their company will offer something like this. Definitely talk to your tax preparer, your financial advisor, your HR people, whoever is running these plans. A lot of professionals or executives may qualify for this strategy if it's offered.
But it's more at the executive level, because it doesn't make as much sense even if you have a few thousand or something like that to put into it?
You know, I think we're really talking about people that are already putting in the maximum of the 401k and have extra money that they're wanting to set aside for retirement.
Got it. Okay. But I thought Roth IRAs were for middle-income people. I thought that's what they were designed to be about. Am I wrong about that?
No, you're absolutely right. The Roth IRA account itself is a strategy that everyone can use, but the backdoor Roth strategy, this, you know, putting money away, is really intended for people whose income is too high to do a Roth IRA the regular way.
Finally, I want to just, before I let you go, Demetra, and that is so helpful. Thank you for explaining it, and you did so well. The SALT deductions, the state and local taxes. There are some hopes, I think, in high tax states like Illinois, New York, and California, that those will be restored. A lot of folks said that they, you know, kind of took a hit when that kind of stuff went away. They put that cap on it, right? What do you know about that?
Yeah, that's true. So state and local tax deduction that everyone's talking about is for taxpayers that itemize deductions on their 1040. So that's the Schedule A that you fill out. There's a limit under current law for $10,000 for state and local tax. So that's like your real estate taxes, your income taxes that you pay to the state of Illinois, like withholdings from your paycheck and estimate tax payments, all of that. That $10,000 limit wasn't always there. That's part of the Trump Tax Act. So what they're talking about doing now as part of, you know, a Biden proposal is removing that $10,000 cap. Now, if you look at the states that have the highest amount of SALT, we call that SALT, S-A-L-T, state and local tax, it's New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, California. These are, like, you know, traditionally blue states. At the bottom of the list of people that use that deduction is, like, South Dakota, North Dakota, like a lot of these red states, right? So I think a lot of this is how are they gonna arrive at a good negotiation that, you know, everyone can back, and there's gonna be compromises involved, and I guess we'll see what happens. I mean, you know, they passed a bipartisan infrastructure bill, but right now this is definitely a 50-49-1 was the partisan budget reconciliation resolution that just came through. So we'll see what, if anything, they can pull off.
We'll see what happens. Thanks for the information, as always, Demetra. Appreciate it.
It's my pleasure.
Demetra Anderson there. She's attorney and CPO at the Anderson Law Offices. It's 3:40, coming up on 3:47.